This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I'll tell you about that after the break. And I'm going to tell you the most important information you've ever heard in your life. That's not hype. It is the most important information on the planet. And we will break it all on the other side. But first, a key report. America's streets are mental institutions, and it's because of this right here. It's because of chemical and biological warfare that's now declassified against you. Stay with us.
There are over 550,000 homeless on the streets of America's cities. 36,000 of those are youths, 38,000 are veterans, and 180,000 are families. And if white privilege exists, why is it that white Americans are the largest racial group of homelessness, making up 49% of those on the streets? However, things are tough all over, as black Americans and Native Americans' numbers are high compared to their numbers in the general population. And the homeless population is gradually increasing.
This is the worst I've ever seen it. There are hundreds and hundreds of gang members and their associates hiding amongst the homeless.
The LAPD says this video shows known gang members brutally beating a man.
Add to this national crisis the stark reality that mental illness is rampant amongst the homeless. Because roughly 60 years ago, the medical community and the federal government saw to it that long-term state mental institutions were closed in favor of community centers and a growing pharmaceutical industry stranglehold. There are now 14 slots per 100,000 people available for mental health treatment, and private mental health facilities, which don't accept insurance, can cost upwards of $30,000 per month. The mental health crisis has spilled out into our streets. As a study published in the journal Psychiatric Services estimates, 3.4% of Americans, 8 million Americans, suffer from serious psychological problems. For example,
Aditi Saha says a homeless man threatened her with a knife back in July. Saha says her incident took place just about 500 feet away from where this incident happened early Sunday morning. Surveillance cameras were rolling when a woman was attacked by a homeless man out front of her luxury high-rise. 25-year-old Austin Vincent was arrested and now released by the court pending trial. She tweeted Governor Gavin Newsom Wednesday night, attached the video of her attack for him to see, then asked the governor to save San Francisco.
I don't feel safe. I know that we're all at risk, especially when this thing opens up. I mean, think about it. 250 new people, new homeless people that God knows who they are, what they struggle with, whether it's drugs or mental illness. And all the city is providing is a shelter. No treatment, no security, no proper planning, just a shelter.
President Trump has brought awareness to what many have ignored for too long.
I was talking about mental institutions. They closed so many, like 92% of the mental institutions around this country over the years for budgetary reasons. These are people that have to be in institutions for help. I'm not talking about as a form of a prison. I'm saying for help. And I think it's something we have to really look at, the whole concept of mental institutions. I remember growing up, we had mental institutions. Then they were closed in New York, I'm talking about. There were many of them were closed. A lot of them were closed. And all of those people were put out on the streets. And I said, even as a young guy, I said, how does that work? That's not a good thing.
But liberals are only happy to cheerlead the despair if it means they will increase their own power. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all of their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their father others conquered. John Bowne reporting.
Now learn the declassified plan to literally murder you and your family slowly.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this August 20th, 2019 broadcast. And I've been talking the last few weeks about the accelerated global awakening that's taking place. And the fact that basically everything we've trailblazed breaking down is now being admitted and is now coming out in triplicate. If you took your six-month-old baby and dropped it on its head on purpose, you would lose that child if you were seen doing it, and you should. If you took your child in to have a partial lobotomy done, they would arrest the doctors that tried to do it and arrest you. But if you give that child gender-bending chemicals that also lower their IQ and lower their fertility, and then take them in at age 8 to have their genitals cut off, you're called a trendy, cutting-edge person. This is all part of transhumanism. How do I know? The Tavistock Institute, the Carnegie Endowment, the Skinnerian Institutes, they have all admitted the plan. We got to re-air Endgame 2.0, which was just a talk with the late, great Professor Michael Kaufman going over 1960 documents for this whole plan. First, the sexual revolution, so people wouldn't take care of their kids, so they'd run off and leave their husband or wife. Then once you broke up the family, then you start giving chemicals to the children to confuse their sexual proclivities towards depopulation. Now, I talk about awakening points. I've gotten, no exaggeration, I don't know, 20 phone calls or more to my personal cell phone. That's really a robot government tracking device. It's a Trojan horse given to me, given to us all. But let's define things as they are, and just flooding in emails and calls, and everyone breathlessly, the Journal of American Medicine and Harvard, they all just came out and said, you got to take the fluoride out of the water. It's lowering IQs massively. Oh, and it's double worse with men, boys, and quadruple worse with blacks. Now, folks, if you're wondering why it's like a zombie apocalypse out there, why there's mental illness everywhere, why people seem so incredibly stupid, it's because the Soviets, the communists, the proto-globalists that took over had work camps, and they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water and lots of other stuff to test it on the people in the gulags. And the Gulag Archipelago. And that's in Pulitzer Prize-winning history books. Before World War II started, at the very beginning, there was an alliance between Russia and the Nazis, and they exchange information, and the Nazis put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. That came out in Nuremberg because it made people docile. Now, I went to H-E-B this morning, the crew did, walked right in, it says H-E-B baby fluoride water. Let's zoom right in on that. And notice it shows you the target. It's kind of like buying a box of 30-odd-6 rifle shells, rifle rounds, and on the cover is a deer. And there's a little crosshair on the side of the deer. Or if you go buy cockroach poison, a lot of it is fluoride, by the way, and it'll show the cockroach on the front with a target on it. Or if you're getting stuff to kill wasps, it'll show a target on wasp, right? Well, right here, the H-E-B fluoride-added water for your boy is nothing but a box of rifle shells firing electrified molecules of weaponized fluoride into the brain. But let me give you the rest of the story. Everybody, when they did this in the 40s, knew what was going on, so they freaked out about it. Because everybody knew that mainline poison you sprinkled around the house was just standard fluoride. Well, you're going to put electrified fluoride? Fluoride's been turned into a psychoactive acid, but there's more. Then they don't have to put as many of the other chemicals in. They're putting all sorts of drugs in the water. And there's waivers in the Clean Water Act. There's waivers in Prop 65 in California, where you can't have 1/1,000,000,000 of lead in your product. I mean, the air has more than that. So the lawyers can sue you. But if you want to dump hydrofluorosilicic acid and other Grignard reagents, because there's a waiver to 400-plus chemicals, and it's good, so they dump the toxic waste in the water, and all the leftists religiously filter their water. They don't shower in it. It's for you. It's for me. And it's for boys. Now, we've covered this probably, let's not exaggerate, 1,000 times over the last 20 years on air. And it comes out in a major study in JAMA, the most prestigious there is, in quadruple blind studies over years, and they show exactly what the Japanese, the Chinese, the Mexican, the Brazilian, the German studies show. Massive cancer increases, massive bone cancer, massive infertility, massive IQ reductions. 4 times in a black male what it is in a white woman. Now, why is that? Because men don't have blood-brain barriers as strong as women. Any physician will tell you, going back 5,000 years, that women babies are twice as strong as male babies when it comes to the injuries. Women can take more bullet holes, more blood loss, all of it. We're designed different because they're meant to be able to carry a baby and then have that traumatic event happen. Women are tough. Not in the physical ways we are, but in the other ways to survive on less food, less water, everything. This hurts women. It hurts them bad. But boy, you talk about Black Lives Matter, baby. Can you imagine what it's like to be black and to have drunk this when you were a child? They're talking about a 40-point IQ reduction. Mental retardation in most people. If you're going to have 140 IQ, you have 100. If you were going to have 100, you are going to be mentally retarded, below 70, unable to tie your shoelaces. Now, that's all in the studies. I don't just have the new one. I've got a whole bunch of them. It's a fact, and it was done on purpose. And we take it. Now, let me give you the next big piece of the enchilada. 5G is fluoride 2.0. 5G literally destroys the cells in the body, vibrating at a perfect frequency to break molecules in half. You know how you put a hot dog in the microwave for 30 seconds and it plumps up and does all that? All the studies show that regular cell phone radiation heats the brain 1 degree after 15 minutes of cell use, if you have it up against your head. Oh, it's killing you. But slowly, like leaving a grilled cheese on all day, but it finally gets delicious. So remember, these are all bullets right here. Now, if I took a baby in here, I would never do that. Put it to crib right there. And if I threw bottles of this chemical weapon at it, they'd arrest me. I was just throwing at the baby. Of course, that really wouldn't hurt the baby. Maybe scratch it. It'd be wrong. But if mommy goes and gets it because it says it's for babies, and I've got the studies for you. They've been trying to hedge their bets the last decade going, well, actually, kids shouldn't drink fluoridated water before their teeth erupt. It causes dental fluorosis, weakening of the enamel, and chalking. By the way, my dad's a dentist. And I got those studies I'm going to show you. So you specifically shouldn't give it to a baby, even if you think it's good for your teeth later, which it's not. It's a chemical weapon, and it's going on everywhere. So you wonder why people are so dumb. Folks, the average black man who was raised in a city with fluoridation has a 35 to 40 point lower.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think it's over in Daria's office. There's a copy of Ecoscience from 1974, the year I was born. Many decades later, the author became the head of Obama's science committee, his chief science officer. Took direct orders from Bill Gates. Ecoscience, you can pull it up online. It talks about fluoride in the water to lower your IQ and to lower fertility. And it calls for increasing it. And boy, have they. And the IQs have gone straight down. Just like Idiocracy. But it didn't take 400 years. It happened in just a few decades. And now it's getting worse. First, they stung you with a soft kill. So, if you just tuned in, study prompts calls for lower fluoride consumption by pregnant women because massive IQ reductions in boys particularly. Oh, my goodness, that's Reuters. Study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQs. Study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQs. And here's a Harvard study from 8 years ago. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. Found the exact same thing. Got the studies out of Mexico, out of China. But I've also got the study showing it hurts your teeth. But let me show you this. If you're a TV viewer, Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they're wrong. And when you read number 5 from Forbes, the fluoride in drinking water is making people dumb. Alex Jones stated, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, drinking sodium fluoridated water. All the scientific studies show my IQ has been reduced by at least 20 points. Yeah, because they found in one of the Harvard study, 6 years of ingesting 1.3 parts per million, lowered IQ on average about 10 points. So, you know, I'm saying, well, I drank it longer than that, so that's 20 points. It tells you it's cumulative. And, of course, they don't tell you I was showing the study on air. They just go, oh, look, they go on to say it's preposterous and ridiculous. Ooh, they use the word ridiculous. Well, that proves that I'm this big liar. They said I'm, but wait, they take the David Hogg statement and they say, but Jones sells water filters. Yeah, it's like selling life jackets to people when they buy a boat. Or, hey, you're going camping. Want some bug spray to keep the bugs off? Or, hey, you got teeth. I'm selling toothbrushes. But, oh, it's a scam. See, we sell the highest rated water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what I use. But, oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to what they had at Babies R Us and HEB and everywhere. It's whole aisles of the different, oh, fluoride for your baby. And then they've tested this. This is way over 1.3. So you get real brain cooking with this. It's for your baby. And if you taste it, here, let me be a snake charmer here and drink poison. Bible says no weapon formed against us will prosper. Unless they're targeting children, they're unconscious. And then years ago, I tasted it. It tastes like Houston water pumped out of a toilet. Baby, it's time to kill brain cells. So, Dr. McCam shot. It would be much nicer to these babies, you know, that the left wants to kill in the womb or kill after they're born, keep them comfortable, just basically put them in front of a firing squad. But instead, oh, it's so much more fun. So much more fun to take our time. So much more fun to take our time. And then it's bye-bye brain, and you've got a good automaton. Remember the movie? It was a good movie. It was a Disney movie, you counter Star Wars. 1978, The Black Hole. With Maximilian Schell and This mission to the black hole never came back. And they get there, and where's the crew? Oh, they all died. But they notice that the robots have a limp and look humanoid. Well, they've given them lobotomies. Isn't that loving? But see, that's a black hole movie. That's scary. Oh, my goodness. But when it's done like a mummy, give them what they need. And, oh, keep that Alex Jones off the air. In China, they work to filter the fluoride out of their water because it's naturally in their soil there. It's in a lot of our soil, too, but that's just the normal calcium fluoride. And then they add iodine to the local reservoirs. You can look at the videos online. They'll have tanks, depending on the size of the lake or the pond, the water containment area, with a big tank that puts fluoride in. Oh, but Alex Jones is bad, too. He sells good iodine. Don't listen to him, because it's the good halogen, not the bad one. Oh, and one of our great crew members added this point. He's a big swimmer and a big health aficionado. And Connor was telling me earlier, he goes, you know, it's funny you talk about women having twice as good a blood-brain barrier. That's why the toxins don't hurt them as bad. It's because they have this particular chemical in it. And he goes, and I was reading in a major medical journal that that's what krill oil is and why it's so important to boost IQ. My 27-month-old daughter this morning was looking at a book, and it had an American eagle in it, and she pointed at it and said, that's the hero. And my wife said, well, what does that mean? And she pointed at me and says, Daddy. She's never watched the show, any of that. She's like a Martian, head in the 100th percentile, walking around. People think she's 5 years old. I think my wife can let me bring her on air because she's phenomenal. And everybody loves their kids. I'll tell you, this, all my kids, you've seen Rex, and he's a piece of work as well. But I'm telling you, this little cupcake, and she's been getting fish oil since she was a week old. The purest, best in her little bottles. And now it goes in her cups. I just pricked the krill oil, put a half a dose in there, and boy, she's on fire. And so, yes, I do sell Ultimate Krill Oil as well. Or you can just listen to the New World Order, and you can do whatever they tell you. Do we ever get the David Hogg queued up? We haven't. So here's David Hogg, though, and here's Forbes. The talking point is, this man is so evil that he tells you there's radioactive isotopes in most of the water, and there's hundreds of chemicals on average, and glyphosate that grows breast cancer. It's Miracle-Gro for breast cancer. It literally does it. Mimics the hormone that makes the cancer grow. Oh, and I found another article where frogs are raping other male frogs, but also boa constrictors. In fact, I sent you guys that article. Maybe we'll find it during the break, but they're just attacking everyone because of the atrazine running off. That's mainstream news. Oh, but David Hogg says I'm bad, see? No. Drink it. Don't filter it. And certainly don't support someone that exposes it. Don't buy your filters from him. Let him go bankrupt. Shut him up. Here's David Hogg.
Saying Alex Jones, sorry, I don't want to mention his name. When individuals say these things to us, I think it's important for their viewing audience to realize they're simply trying to make money off them. For example, one of the main people in this situation that I don't want to name the name of, but as you said, is from InfoWars. He shouts a lot. I'll just give you that hint. He looks red. He's advertising many of these things, and the power lies in these advertisers to pull out of these fear-mongering, hate-loving people that just want to spread hate and division in America. For example, on InfoWars, one of the main things that one of his famous things is saying that, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and will turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you noticed at the end of that video, he advertises water filters. Interesting.
Wow. So pretty amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I have water filters and Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock. That's how you fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. They're trying to shut us down. That's their main goal. So you bet we're trying to bring money in. We hope to keep the doors open. And I'll tell you, it's nip and tuck, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
ExtendoVite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but ExtendoVite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I don't know about you, but I'm angry that I read this book written 45 years ago when I was born by the later White House science czar, John P. Holdren, saying that they put the fluoride in the water to lower RRQs and fertility. It's, of course, one of the most studied compounds, elements out there. And then everybody's calling me, oh my gosh, Reuters, AP, study prompts calls for lower fluoride consumption by pregnant women. Massive IQ reductions in boys particularly because of blood-brain barrier being weaker. The Daily Beast, study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQs. Study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQs. You know, you got moms making their boys transgender. How about trans lobotomies? There are people that burn their eyes out with a Drano to be trans-abled. Moms already give their boys Ritalin to stunt their IQ and teach them how to behave. They already tell them to chop their genitals off. So how about more fluoride for that baby boy? Study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQ is another story. Oh, another one. This is from 8 years ago. Impact of fluoride on neurological development children. Harvard study. Massive IQ reductions. But the best part's the bone cancer and the infertility. And you look how the IQ in the U.S. is dropping the fastest in the world. Major studies on that. Oh, but Forbes came out and they said, I'm a kook. Now, we can put this article up on screen. Maybe put the color version up so folks can see it. Kind of blurs out there. There you go. Horny, confused cane toads are humping a python. Biologists say it's atrazine runoff causes them to, well, the males to only have sex with other males and then to rape other animals. There you go. But again, I'm the bad guy for just telling you what was in mainline studies decades ago. And here you've got it right here. Fluoride water for your babies. And after Gavin McGinnis leaves us, I will get to the other studies on that for you about how you shouldn't have any fluoride until your teeth come in because it causes dental fluorosis and the development of the bones and makes the teeth brittle. But that's okay. Oh, it's baby with fluoride. We're going to cover. And there's all this Colgate with the fluoride in it for your kids. And you wonder why they get so stupid. Of course, you might want to go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund the operation to warn people while protecting yourself with Ultimate Krill Oil that the major studies say is the only thing that increases the blood-brain barrier. Oh, don't want Junior taking that. Don't want to put any of that in the baby's milk because you'll have a brainiac, the giant brain. Now, joining us is Gavin McGinnis, and I appreciate him coming on short notice. Mom of three arrested, jailed for putting recycling in wrong color bag. That's up on DrudgeReport.com just to show you how they're going after the good guys. And then Proud Boys, Maxwell Hare, John Kingsman, convicted of UES brawl with Antifa. Gavin was there speaking. Antifa came to shut it down. We've seen all the footage. Antifa attacks them. But for the crime of fighting back against the meth heads, well, they've been convicted. They've been railroaded. And we'll show some of the footage that night of the Proud Boys being attacked first. You saw the Proud Boys carry out a very peaceful operation in Portland, led by Joe Biggs and others. But the media tried to ignore that. But AP got it right. They said that the Proud Boys were peaceful and that Antifa was violent even after they left, attacking little girls. So, but that's just part of the club. Attack kids' brains with fluoride. Why not? They know exactly what they're doing. Gavin McGinnis, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Plenty time to talk to you.
Well, wow. Break down what's happened. A big shock.
I'm stunned. You won't believe these charges. Felony gang assault, attempted assault, which is a term I'd never heard before. One of the people that Max has an attempted assault charge on, his only contact was the guy kicking Max. So to be beaten by someone is now you attempting to assault them. And these guys got three felonies each. They're facing 15 years in prison. Meanwhile, that same day, Antifa swarmed a journalist there, Paul Miller, what's his name? And the three Antifa, Kai Russo, Caleb Perkins, and Finbar Slonim, they all beat the crap out of this journalist, then took his stuff, and then attacked the police. After who were arresting them, right? They went to court. Paul Williams, the victim, said, that's the guy. Maybe it was Paul Miller. I forget his name. But those are the guys. They got away with misdemeanors, no criminal record, no media attention. You can't find any of these Antifa online. They've been scrubbed from the internet. Meanwhile, the guys who are just walking home, and that footage, you see them. They're on their way home, police escort. They get ambushed. They fight back, and the DA says, well, they fought back with too much enthusiasm, so they're facing 15 years in prison. Guilty.
Well, Trump's going to need to pardon these guys. I've never seen such a miscarriage of justice. I've watched all the footage. All of it's on tape. They get followed. They get attacked. And for fighting back, now they're going to go to prison.
One of them's already in Rikers. Jeff, my buddy Jeff is, I forget his last name. He's in Rikers right now. He's doing weekend. And he said to me that the other prisoners there at Rikers go, what the hell are you doing here? And the corrections officers are getting to know the story, and they go, what were you supposed to do? Tell me what you do when you the Antifa draws a line in the sand, throws a bottle of urine at you after days and days in prayer, and says, we are not civil, we are going to destroy you. And then they get ambushed. Should they just sit there and take the beating? Because that's what the court said yesterday. Take a beating.
And again, we're showing footage from every angle of the cowardly meth head scum attacking. And they didn't even show up, obviously, because they know they don't want their identities blown. So for fighting back against masked men, they're now facing 15 years in jail. This is incredible.
It's an irrelevant fight, too. This is a silly, if it was a brawl in hockey, it wouldn't even register with the fan. This was just a high school fight, like you've seen a million times.
It was a little short skirmish. I mean, nobody got their ass handed to them.
It was like 17 seconds long. There was no major injuries. There was no blood anywhere. It was just some guys jumped, a bunch of blue-collar dudes who know how to fight. The blue-collar guys got fought back. The so-called victim said, F you, pig, to the cop. Cop said, all right, I guess you don't need my help. And everyone went home. It was only the next day after de Blasio and Cuomo and the attorney general started politicizing it that it became, oh, this is more of Trump's hate. And they realized they could use that to leverage the midterm.
So they need that idea that, oh, this brown shirt paramilitary Nazi force, part of the epidemic of non-existent white supremacism that they're trying to gin up, just another way to have those optics.
Exactly. The narrative is that these Proud Boys are roaming the streets like gorillas, just looking for someone to pound, looking for some Muslims or some visible minorities to beat or some trans people. And that's completely fictional.
And the truth is, you were there. The truth is, you were literally there just having a speaking engagement. They tried to shut down.
I did a funny comedy set where I was lampooning this. They had this play where they murdered Trump. So we had a funny play where we reenacted the assassination of this Japanese socialist that Otoya Yamaguchi killed. And we had a plastic sword, and we did it in slow motion. It was hilarious. But outside, they were screaming, follow your leader, 9mm, and all Nazis must die, and punch Nazis, terrorizing all the followers. You know, if these Proud Boys were gay, and it was all about these gay guys who were being terrorized for days, and then...
It would have been a national hate movement comes and assaults and does and death threats these people.
It would be, if the Proud Boys were gay, then they would be on T-shirts right now, and people would be going, finally, we're fighting back against the homophobes. But because they're patriots, because they're pro-Trump, then all the media lies become real in a court of law. You know one thing they said in court? They said, I called Obama a monkey. A total fabrication.
Oh, that happened in my custody battle that I ended up winning. The media said, they just showed some random thing on Twitter about David Duke. I wasn't even involved. I was five tweets down, somebody else's tweet, and the jury just looked at me and just, it was over. But the judgment was all BS. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Gavin McGinnis, one more segment. Find out where this is all going.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
David Knight's on right before me in the morning for the David Knight Show. What a great job. And, of course, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Will Johnson's here visiting, sitting in for him, doing an excellent job as well. I said I'd take a bunch of calls yesterday. I didn't. I took some. I didn't open the phones up with all this other news and whatever you want to cover and talk about in the next hour into the third and fourth hour. Joey Gibson, the Patriot Pair Breakfast, was there in Portland. He's going to pop in, give us a report on that. And respond to this, because this is a real miscarriage of justice. I followed the buildup, the charges. I went and watched dozens of videos because people were, you know, coming out of the club after the event. So there's all these angles of them being followed down the street. As soon as the police break off in their protective detail, a mob of people attack with clubs and bottles, and they get their ass kicked because, again, they're meth head professors. They are, you know, acid head devil worshippers. They are government employees, the bad ones, and they are also members of the media. And they come out and wear masks, and they want to get their bones. They want to get some blood. They want to go out there and become real men fighting Nazis. In fact, I never got to it yesterday. Maybe we can pull it up. But the headline was, Democrat fundraiser forced to apologize for simulating Trump's murder. And it was a bunch of full-grown men dressed up in superhero outfits like they were the Avengers, taking on Trump and simulating killing him. When I was in San Diego, I had some leftist walk by my table, bow up and think about saying something. He was like a 60-year-old man wearing a Deadpool shirt, saying, with an arrow to himself, saying, I've got issues. Hey, dude, because you're wearing a Deadpool shirt doesn't mean you're the fictional character. And all you're going to get is your neck broken if you put your hands on me. But these people live in fantasy land. And so they're letting you know in these jurisdictions, we're going to follow you, we're going to attack you, and then our jurisdiction is going to put you in prison. When groups that say they want to kill the police and have attacked ICE facilities and the Dayton shooter, all of it, and the guy in Texas, Antifa, they changed all his pages. They got that hoax over on us. So Gavin McGinnis joins us, hosting his own program. He's been banned everywhere like us, except on his own platform. We'll tell you how to go there in a moment. Because remember, the Internet's still alive. It's still here. We have to decentralize it, as Drudge has warned. And it's starting to happen. But a lot of my crew's really upset. They're really threatened by this because to see the injustice, to see people hounded and bullied and attacked and then convicted by this servile jury, it really shows you in these leftist jurisdictions you cannot get justice. So where's it going, Gavin?
I mean, I don't know. It's the opposite is always true. You know what I mean? Like they say, we're anti-fascists, right? And we're against the government, and we're going to go fight these fascists because they're Nazis, because they're full of hate. And you go, okay, that sounds good to me. Fight some Nazis. That sounds great. But what really happened? The Antifa is the paramilitary wing of the DNC. They are the government. They are the establishment. And they say, okay, go attack these Trump supporters, call them Nazis or whatever you have to do, and we'll let you get away with it scot-free. So they assault everyone, no problems for Antifa, somehow they magically get lawyers, no media attention at all for the Antifa to attack that guy, and then they take the alleged Nazis, the Trump supporters, and charge them with 15 years. I mean, they haven't been sentenced yet, but they're facing 15 years for defending themselves against a mob. So the fascists, the tyranny, is the left in this case. And the patriots, the guys supporting the president, they're the ones being treated like anarchists. They're the ones being treated like Guy Fawkes. And, you know, we've got this one of the guys, John, he's got four black kids. His wife's black. And he's going to go to jail. So these four black kids lose a father for 15 years, basically the only years you need a father, because of a lie, a myth that the DNC is pushing. And one other thing I wanted to add in there, Alex, you're listening that they're all rich kids and professors' kids. There's another group of Antifa, the mentally weak, the vulnerable. They, Antifa and the DNC and these globalists, they prey on weak-minded men. Like Finbar Slonim, his father had just committed suicide 2 years earlier. He was a red carpet guy, and that's a young man's game now. So he got depressed and killed himself. They see Finbar, they see him, you know, fatherless and weak, and they go, come on into our family. All you'll have to do is commit some violence, and you can repay the group. It's really, it's like a sick cult.
Well, what it is a violent street gang like the Brown Shirts, and they actually work for someone who was working for Hitler in the day of the Brown Shirts, George Soros. I mean, you cannot make up that their main financier made his first money working for the Nazis as a bloodhound, what they called him, a Jew that would go find hidden Jews and convince them to then set them up and send them to death camps. And Soros says on 60 Minutes, the best time of his life, he said, I had happy making, and he's not sad for what he did, and then I'm the Nazi. It's total mental illness. And, oh, I forgot. He's at this event with Trump where they simulated killing Trump at this Democrat event. Again, they were dressed up like Captain America battling Red Skull. So I've said that 100 times. Like they think they're Captain America battling Red Skull. These people are crazy.
You know, they call Soros a Holocaust survivor for those years. The media spin with that whole story is just incredible. He's an atheist. He hates all religion. That includes Judaism. That includes Christianity. His father was an atheist. His father hated Judaism and hated Christianity. You're not Jewish if you hate Judaism. So this has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This has to do with a man who worked with the Nazis. But I think because we're intellectually lazy, we're mentally obese these days, that we're easy prey for these propagandists who just make up basically any story they want. They vilify anyone they want, and it works. And it doesn't just work in the court of public opinion. It works in actual criminal courts.
And again, you're a really nice guy. You're a famous kind of culture guy, famous, I'd call you kind of classical liberal or libertarian. That's what the left really wants you banned, is because you've been so popular and launched a lot of movements, launched Vice, done a lot of other things. But they love just projecting this lie. So you come on my show and you go, we're not Nazis. We're just into being proud of America. And of course, my audience knows that, Gavin McInnes. But the larger issue is they're not going to stop. The New York Times has announced, well, it leaked that they're going to basically try to start a race war, pivoting off of the Russia hoax. This is all very, very cold-blooded. How do we respond to a group trying to cause a race war? I think we point out they're the social engineers creating the racism as poverty pimps. I mean, these are really, really, talking about comic books, these are like comic book villains.
We just keep fighting. You know, we've been through worse. We've been through the Civil War. We've been through the American Revolution. We've been through Vietnam, totally polarized America, and we fought through that. And truth, you know, the pendulum swings both ways, and I think truth is on its way back. These propagandists have no plan. They say no border, no wall, no USA at all. And I even heard a chant the other day that said, from Palestine to Mexico, all the walls have got to go. So they don't want any borders at all in the entire world. An idea like that, much like fascism, by the way, can't gain any serious traction. The Nazis couldn't have lasted, and these people won't last, because tyrannical orthodoxy, tyranny doesn't last. Freedom lasts.
That's right. Gavin, where do folks find your great daily programs?
They find me at freespeech.tv. I'll be announcing, we're going to have to crowdfund for an appeal for these guys. There's still another one, by the way, but he's East Indian. He's brown. So that's not helping their narrative. So that one's delayed till December or something. But we have to fight for an appeal for these guys. It's just very difficult to set up a crowdfund because these Antifa wasps swarm everything you do and constantly shut it down. So every payment system has to have 10 different layers and offshore accounts and whatever just to raise money for legal representation.
Exactly. I don't think the listeners and viewers out there realize, because we're not whiners, just how much attack we're under, because we are the resistance. Gavin McInnes, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Great guy. These terrible, terrible things are happening around the country and around the world to persecute nationalists, because we're winning. And we're going to win in the end. But please, you heard what he was just talking about. I've got major lawsuits we've got to file to counter these people. I want to just keep operating. So I'm trying to expand the face of the globalists going into 2020. And we're successfully reaching out to folks. Thanks to you spreading the word about the articles and the videos. Thanks to Matt Drudge linking to them. Thanks to folks supporting our local stations. But seriously, we're going to have to end this extended sale. This World Awakened sale that's almost every item at InfoWarsStore.com, all the supplements, 50-60% off, and a bunch of other big deals. We've got to end it in a couple days. We've extended it, but a lot of things are about to sell out. But it's just an incredible time to be alive. So please, please check it all out. And the new documentary, available on DVD, so that it's not digital, so that you have an archive of it, that's so important these days, is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All new documentary. You can't watch this with yours truly, Gavin McInnes, and so many others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.